Timmins, from October 15 to 17, Timmins High and Vocational School is hosting this year's OFSAA Boys Golf Championship at the Hollinger Golf Club. There are 39 holes of stroke play individually, but a team component with 3 of 4 scores counting per day for the team's scoring. Apparently, these championships have never been held this far north. And if weather was ever a previous concern, it certainly won't be this year. It has been a spectacular fall so far and is projected to continue through October. The Hollinger Golf Club is continuing to build on its reputation of hosting elite-level events, and the OFSSA's coming on the heels of the recent provincial U17s is further testament to that. In an email I received this weekend, local organizers were pumped in anticipation of the tournament. And it goes without saying that it's fully expected THVS, along with the community, will once again have the spirit of Timmins on full display as the host. Participants will be subject to the hospitality and efficiency of a community that is a leader in host top-tier events. Mullies will have a few interviews and more championship details as the date draws nearer. Well, at least for the representative teams in the area, teams have finalized who their captains and assistants are. Many others are in the process of just doing so. Some teams will have the players vote who they would like to see as captains, while others will have the coaching staff make the selections. And a few may use a combination of both ideas. I always liked for myself and staff to make the selections. Over the years, I was fortunate to have had many excellent captains and assistants. In hockey, we associate captains with leadership. And while that's true, it is only to a certain extent. First off, leadership has to come from the coaching staff. Without firm leadership, even the most talented teams become rudderless and dysfunctional. Next in line is the leadership from your guys wearing a letter. You have leaders who lead by example on the ice with traits like superb work ethics, determination, unselfishness, adherence to individual and team principles, respect for the game, teammates, and officials. Also, they display the ability to let their play and commitment do their talking in hopes the rest of the group will follow suit. Then you have the captains, who are a strong presence in the room. Bringing a positive attitude and attempting to bring motivation and inspiration to the team with strong interpersonal communication skills. They also know when, where, and how to approach the coaching staff when a problem arises or they see the potential for a problem to exist. They provide a gauge to the room for coaches. Support for the coaches and team philosophies is another vital factor in team captain leadership, and then you have the guys with no letters. A team is limited to the number of C's and A's you can bestow. But it does not mean players minus a letter cannot be highly effective in providing strong leadership. I have played with and coached many players like that who naturally evolved into players who became the prominent leader on the team. I coached a kid who wore no letter, but as the year progressed, one thing became prominent. The team went as this kid went. He would go on to take us to championship heights. He needed no letter to command respect as a leader. And then there's the leader we dream about. The one who doesn't say much. He just has the look. The look that says, good job, to a teammate, sir, it's time to pick it up and get serious, boys. No words, just the look. I played with more than one guy who could change my game quick. A silent, Mully, it's time to quit being an idiot and contribute like you can. Or when I did something small, but valued, thanks Mully, keep giving us that. Those are guys, and coaches, you will go through walls for. Most minor hockey teams will have their best or most popular players as letter guys. And that's okay. It's a good opportunity for them to learn the value of leadership. As players age up, it becomes more of a challenge to find kids who are leaders to fill those roles. In most cases, it will not necessarily be your best players. Much like how team sports teach how important teamwork is in all aspects of life, bestowing leadership on young athletes can lead to them becoming effective leaders in our communities. It doesn't seem to be a fluke that a large number of leaders in sports at all ages end up becoming leaders in some facet of life. Later skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.